But just by a simple modification of a mechanical one-way clutch in the hybrid transaxle, in the Prius plug-in, we can use both motors. So the one that is used in the Prius mainly as the drive motor, and the other one that is used in the standard Prius mainly as a generator. In the plug-in, we can use both of them for driving the vehicle. Therefore, the plug-in Prius can be more powerful in a purely electric driving. However, the vehicle architecture, the electric architecture, the electric components are nearly the same. And that shows that actually with our technology, we can step up from our current hybrid technology to plug-in, and very similar, the same type of components can be used in purely zero emission vehicles. Just let me give you one example. Mirai is an electric vehicle that drives zero emission. The electric motor is coming from one of our hybrid mass production vehicles. The power control unit is coming from one of our mass production vehicles. Actually, Mirai is also a hybrid vehicle because it has also a battery of one of our mass production vehicles. And that shows that with our hybrid technology, we are ready for every type of electrification already. The technology is there. And from our viewpoint, it is of course very, very important that the vehicles are helping towards mobility in a sustainable way. What does that mean? It needs to be environmentally friendly. So low on CO2, low on exhaust emissions. It needs to be affordable for the customer. And on the long term, it must be profitable. Otherwise, a company cannot survive. So that is all part of sustainability. And especially the affordable part is very important. Therefore, we think that our hybrid technology that we have today is one of the key technologies also for the future, because that is possible to produce in high volumes in an affordable way. And as a study of the University of Rome has shown with the latest generation of Prius, actually our hybrid vehicles drive in city more than 50% purely on electric. So from the part where you actually drive forward, if you exclude even the braking and the regeneration, even from all the time that the vehicle is being driven, 50% is already zero emission by electric motor only. And that shows that a big part of real electrified driving, electric driving, can be done by our current hybrid technology in an affordable way for customers.
And in a way, so it fits into the infrastructure, and you are free to use your car for whatever purpose, yes, simply because there's still a petrol station on every corner, so that helps you a lot.
Exactly.
As far as I can see, one of the problems, at least in Denmark, one thing is the taxation, but another problem is that people have been scared because of all these bad stories about electric cars. I mean, they have a limited range, and journalists haven't been that far. Even I'm also complaining. It doesn't matter that I'm driving an electrical car when I have to stop and wait 1 hour to get it refilled. So in a lot of ways, I think the way of introducing electrification in the market had been a little bit clumsy, because people have got a false imagination. When do you think we are there where we can, for example, with a in an affordable way and with a sensible battery pack size and weight size or weight of the car, when do you think we are there where we can use electricity in our normal way? Only electricity produced by, for example, windmills or whatever. I mean, I have a big respect for the Mirai, but I mean, on the long term, I guess that you have to collect electricity in some other way.
I think the battery technology like we have it today is possible to be put in an electric vehicle. However, it is heavy, it is bulky, and it is very expensive. So to make sustainable mobility in the way that I've described it before, based on purely battery electric vehicles is a difficult case. Therefore, we will need a new generation of batteries with completely different technology in order to allow that. We are researching into solid state batteries, into lithium air batteries, and so on. But we cannot say by when we will actually be ready for mass production for that. So it's still in a too early phase of research and development. Therefore, from our viewpoint, actually, the fuel cell technology is one of the big opportunities, because the issue with regenerative electricity or regenerative energy or renewable energy is it comes at the time when nature decides it, not at the time when we need it. Therefore, the most important item is how to store it. Batteries are a good short-term storage, but in winter times, when there's a little sun, when maybe the winds are also different, and it's not that easy to have the electricity in the amounts at the timing when it's needed. There we need to be able to get it out of a storage. That storage is hydrogen. It's the best way to store high amounts of renewable energy on long term. Long term means really over weeks, months. From that viewpoint, hydrogen will be necessary to have energy security based on very low emissions. From this viewpoint, the question is, do we use this hydrogen then also for vehicles, yes or no? From our viewpoint, it makes very much sense to use it, because it will be definitely necessary for a future energy system. And actually, in my opinion, Denmark is the most front-running country for in this respect, because in Denmark already today all hydrogen that is being produced is solely from renewable energy. There's no other European country which is that much advanced as Denmark, and I think it's a good showcase that this is possible, and therefore also it, from our opinion, can be used in vehicles.
It's a very good showcase, but it's also a very small showcase compared to Germany and Britain and France and so on. But anyway, when it comes to hydrogen, I still hear people who say, yes, but isn't it just like driving around on an atomic bomb? Now, we have this situation with Korea and like that. But anyway, people are a little bit scared. Do you feel that when you are researching the market?
Well, actually, the technology in the hydrogen car is extremely safe. It is completely different than a hydrogen bomb. So in the car we use pure hydrogen, and it is technically changed by reducing the electron from it. This electron then actually drives the car, and the hydrogen is then being combined with an oxygen from the outside air and has water as exhaust emission. And a hydrogen bomb actually requires producing a special isotope made out of, let's say, lithium based into so changing protons into neutrons. Then this part is radioactive, and you need to have an additional nuclear bomb to ignite it. So it's a very complicated thing, and is a completely different technology than we have in the car. Therefore, this is not to be mixed up. The hydrogen car is safe. For example, for the hydrogen tank, to homologate it, you need to do, with a fill tank, crush it by a 1.5 ton press. You have to make a fire underneath the tank. You have to shoot with a bullet through the tank. Nothing may happen in all these cases. Please try to do the same with a standard gasoline tank in one of our today's cars.